Silence!
Oppenheimer!
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerd Play Radio!
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
And welcome to episode 287 of Nerd Pride Radio. 287, look, Wikipedia tells me that 287 is the sum of three consecutive primes. And also, if you reconfigure it, it's the sum of five consecutive primes, or even it can be expressed as the sum of nine consecutive primes. Whatever, that's not good enough. So, let's search again. Okay, Google tells me that there's 287 students in Burney Elementary School in Burney, Missouri. I guess. Okay, but still, we can do better, right? So I do a search for 287 cars. I do a search for 200. Finally, I get to frogs. And I found a web link entitled simply 287 frogs in a trench coat. And I'm like, okay, see, now that's going to be awesome. And then I go to it, and it's like just a small little prayer poem thing, and it's a Tumblr blog from a person called Heathen Strawberry. And apparently, if you read further into it, they are neo-paganist, and this is their blog about their neo-paganist experiences, and why it's called 287 Frogs in a Trench Coat. I have no idea, but all right, you know what? Ignore the blog. I just like the image. I like the image of 287 frogs in a trench coat. That's cool. All right, so someone come up with some artwork for that, because I want to see that. I want to see that created for me, and obviously I'm not talented enough, so I need you. All right. Anyway, ask me how I'm doing today. No, seriously, go on. Ask me. I am awesome. My name is Mike Jones. I'm a Pathfinder / D&D nerd, a history nerd, a sci-fi nerd, a comic book nerd, computer nerd, movie nerd, comedy nerd, science nerd, gaming nerd, plus. There's probably like seven other kinds of nerd. I only wish I was nerdy enough to be. You are listening to Nerd Pride Radio, the place I go every week to have on about all the nerd stuff that just won't fit in my skull anymore. As always, we're recording live from the Nerd Pride Studios in the Room of Requirement. All right. Sweet. There's no meticulously planned portion of the podcast because, strangely, you know, you would think the whole world shutting down and everyone getting to stay home and work from home and, you know, losing their jobs, and you'd think there'd be a lot more free time. And yet, no, it was, the last couple of weeks, I work in state government and, doing computer support. And the last couple of weeks has been an absolute panic because everyone needs the ability to work from home, and everyone out there is more important than everybody else. And so therefore, it's been a lot of hopping around trying to get people settled. I think we're finally seeing the downhill side of this, and I think this upcoming week is going to get a little bit easier. But you never know, because, you know, look, Nancy's been out sick for the whole week, and he had a cough and a little bit of a fever, and so he went to go see his doctor, and it turns out he does not have coronavirus, or at least they're pretty sure he doesn't have coronavirus. He tested positive for influenza A, so there you go, which means he still has to stay home. So we are working shorthanded, and everybody's got things that they need because, you know, the world's ending, and so it's been rough. I mean, you know, not as rough as it's been on my son Jacob, because he's the guy in charge of web conferencing for the state, and everybody needs his services right now. But, you know, we're getting by. Things are going. So, anyway, because of how busy I am, that's the excuse I'm using for why I have not planned anything for this podcast, right? So instead, what we're going to wind up doing is we're going to go straight to the Pod-O-Matic. A hot dog! This is the Nerd Pride Radio Pod-O-Matic. At the end of every cast, I bring out R2, and it's fully pimped out. Pod-O-Matic bubble, beginning of this cast, obviously. Sorry, just technically, I needed to correct that. I'm obsessive, weird. Okay, I get it. Anyway, I bring out R2 and his fully pimped out Pod-O-Matic bubble, and he rolls up random topics for me to talk about. And where do these topics come from, you ask? Well, that's where all of you come in. If you want to hear me haver on about something, you send your question or topic to me by email, or better yet, in a private message on my forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds, and I'll add it to my Pod-O-Matic list. Pod-O-Matic is about whatever you want it to be, and actually, as much as I love you, R2, I'm going to set you aside today. Instead, hold on. Let me get this close so that everyone can hear. All right, ready? Yeah, you know what that was? That's my new dice tower. I got that for my birthday. Oh yeah, did I mention I just turned 50? That's right. And so for my 50th birthday, my son Aiden, who is normally my co-host, but he is not here today, my son Aiden got me a dice tower, and it's gorgeous. I really love this. And so therefore, I just rolled a 6. So, let's see. Oh, hey, look at that. I even have the list pulled up. I am awesome. And number 6 is right here. So anyway, hey, for my birthday, before I get into any of this, I got the dice tower. That's awesome. I also got a banjo strap because I'm still practicing my banjo and I love my banjo. And so I have a new banjo strap. So I look even schnazzier. I went and got the gorilla tattoo, which, as it turns out, another casualty of the COVID virus is, they canceled my follow-up appointment to get my tattoo finished. So, apparently, you know, having a crowd of people inside of a tattoo parlor where they're, you know, poking everyone's skin with needles, and working in close proximity is not conducive to, social distancing. So, they canceled my appointment and said, yeah, we'll call you back when this is all over. So, okay, we'll get it finished up eventually, I suppose. But, anyway, number 6 is from Jacob. And Jacob says, high fantasy with magic and monsters, or ultra futuristic with robots and perfect augmented reality? And no, you can't choose both, because, well, obviously, both together would be most dope. God, no kidding. You know what? I wasn't even thinking of choosing both, but now that you've said it, yeah, I kind of wish. God, see, that's where Starfinder comes in, or Shadowrun, I suppose. Or, anyway, doesn't. I have to choose either high fantasy or ultra futuristic, and I'm going to go high fantasy. I'm a huge D&D/Pathfinder fan. It's my bread and butter. It's where I cut my gaming chops. I still enjoy that. Although, hold on, I assumed that this was about gaming. I mean, what about if it's a video game? Video game, I prefer the sci-fi games. Okay. Movies and books, I still prefer, well, boy, kind of depends. No, I'm a big sci-fi fan. I would go far future over fantasy when it comes to other media, but in my role-playing games, I prefer the fantasy. I wonder what that says about me. That's weird. All right, anyway, that's the best answer I got. Hold on. Look at that! I love that tower. 88. Sorry, I'm such a goober. 88 is from, it's way down the list here. It's going to take me a while. This could be hours, people. Hours. Okay, so my wife was looking earlier for, because her mom, all right, my wife's mom needs some old pictures of my wife from when she was little, and she knew that I had them online somewhere and asked, hey, is there any way you could get these? So I went into my Facebook feed, because I know I posted up this huge batch of pictures of my wife, like for her 40th birthday or something. And I remember I posted up all of these pictures that showed her from, you know, when she was a baby all the way up through to, you know, the time of whenever it was I posted these. And I can't find them. Man, I have lost them. I scrolled all the way through my Facebook feed. All the way through. Do you know how tedious that is? And they're not there. And I know I put them there. Weird. Which, by the way, it couldn't have been for her 40th birthday, because I didn't sign up for Facebook until a month after her 40th birthday. So I don't know what the hell I posted them for. I don't know. Anyway, number 88 is what I rolled. And that one's from Aiden. Hey, Aiden. Hey, I'm sorry I've missed you, buddy. Technically, I did call and I did say, hey, we just had supper. There's leftovers here if you want them, and then we could do a podcast afterwards. And he said, oh, not today. Sorry. So clearly he has some important things going on, but that's okay. He at least has contributed to the Podomatic here. And Aiden says, okay, close your eyes and keep them shut. Okay. Dude, can I peek? Because I can't finish the question without... Oh, shit. Okay, I'm going to peek. I have to. I'm sorry. I'm trying. Let's see. Ah, this is important. No peeking. Oh, all right, fine. Fine, I'll wait. That's the cats. God, I'm assuming that's cats. I have my eyes shut. Could be anything. I suppose I can keep talking. All right, you know what? Nothing's going to happen. I'm going to peek again. All right. Now, raise your... Wait! How are you still reading this? I tried, damn it! Was I not clear? Jesus, man, if you can't take this seriously, then I'm not going to show you. Look at you. You're still peeking. Screw you, dude. I'm done. Okay, that's cute. I appreciate you, Aiden. Thank you. Number 11. Thank you, Dice Tower. The satisfying clicking and clacking of the dice, that is just great. I love that. Oh, man. All right. Oh, hey, this one's from Kyle. I know him. Hey, Kyle. Kyle says, obviously, I think Thanos is my favorite Marvel villain. Yes. Even more than Doc Ock and Spider-Man 2. Am I wrong? Let's see. No. Doc Ock in Spider-Man 2 was pretty darn good. All right? Doc Ock was really, really great in that. I will give you that. All right? But the problem with Doc Ock in Spider-Man 2, well, I guess it wasn't his problem. It was the movie's problem, is that was still when... superhero movies couldn't come up with a better ending than just killing off the villain. And so they wound up, well, supposedly killing off Doc Ock in that one. And I don't know. I always found that really disappointing about early superhero movies, is this need, like Batman did the same thing. Killing off the Joker in the very first Michael Keaton Batman. That killing off the villain, it's like, that's not what happens in comics. It's rare that you kill off the villain. Like, that's the reason, you know, Batman has Arkham Asylum to go throw people into. That's why, you know, villains get away or villain. And so finally, X-Men is finally the one that did it correctly, where, you know, Magneto gets locked up, you know, so that he can then escape and come back to torture them another day. That's the way you're supposed to do it. So anyway, but Thanos is your favorite Marvel villain? Oh, man, I got to think about this one because, as I'm speaking and reading and trying to roll back through Marvel movies and Marvel villains, Michael B. Jordan in the Black Panther movie, man, he was good. I mean, he was really good. I loved Killmonger. Black Panther. I thought he was spectacular. His powers, I could care less. All right. It's like, for me, it's like watching Kingpin. I don't care about Kingpin's powers. I like him as a character, as a person, as a, which, by the way, Kingpin, I know it's from the TV series, the Netflix stuff, but still, great Marvel villain. I love this. But now, of course, also, I just realized how hypocritical I am because Killmonger died at the end of Black Panther, didn't he? I mean, again, not that death ever lasts forever, you know, same thing with Doc Ock, but I guess he did. But still, all right, that was a pretty good one. There's got to be some other great ones. I mean, Thanos is good, all right? I like Thanos, but Thanos is the cats are just nuts today. I don't know what's going on. They've been cooped up too long. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go back. I already said Magneto's name, and... Yeah, Magneto, Ian McKellen's Magneto. I mean, not that the later versions weren't good, but Ian McKellen's Magneto was phenomenal. All right, he's probably my favorite Marvel villain from the movies. But Killmonger is right up there. Thanos is not bad. Man, that's a rough one. All right, anyway, that's enough. We've covered that. Woohoo! 80. 80 is from... Oh, I don't know. It's on here somewhere, right? 80, 80, 80, 80. There it is. Sweet. That's how I fill time on the radio. I just keep repeating the number over and over. Oh, this is a tough one. This one is also from Jacob. And Jacob says, what is your favorite math fact? I mean, that is a phenomenally original question, and I appreciate it. Man, way to challenge me. I would have to say that, okay, I like powers of two. I mean, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, I mean, all the way out to, you know, I can carry those on for a long time in my head. I love binary numbers, but those aren't math facts necessarily. My favorite math fact is that 0.9 repeating equals 1. I love that. I love that. I love that there's something really, it highlights the complexity of the fact that in between any two points on a number line, there's an infinite number of points in between them. All right? So 0 and 1, there are an infinite number of points, an infinite number of numbers in between 0 and 1. All right? Or, for that matter, no matter how close you want to get to 1, you still have an infinite number of points in between them. Therefore, 0.9 repeating, which in my mind is a way of saying, look, the closest you can get to 1 without being 1 is still 1. I love that. That tickles me to no end. It really does. Okay. I guess that really is my favorite fact. I had been hunting through my head trying to come up with different stuff, and, I really like that one. I have had people debate me on that one, because it seems counterintuitive that, look, it's 0.9 repeating. It never quite exactly reaches 1, so therefore it can't equal 1, and yet it does. So I love that. So, all right. No matter how much I keep talking, the dice don't roll themselves. I was sitting there waiting for them. 28. 28 is... Boom. There we go. It's from Kyle. Hey, Kyle. Kyle says, bed, wed, or behead. All right. I got Barack Obama, a gender-swapped version of Barack Obama, or Joe Biden in a Michelle Obama mask. Why? Why? Why would you do any of those things? All right. I am... Oh, man... See, oh man, that's my stalling technique that says I don't have any clue how to answer this, so I'm just going to keep putting it off. Oh, God, Barack Obama, a gender-swapped version of Barack Obama, or Joe Biden in a Michelle Obama mask? All right, clearly we have to kill Joe Biden. I'm going to vote for the guy, all right, and it's not that I have anything necessarily against Uncle Joe, but why would Joe Biden be wearing a Michelle Obama mask? That's just wrong. So we kill Joe, behead Joe, which leaves me bed and wed between Barack Obama or a female version of Barack Obama. So which one do I want to take to bed for a wild night of passion, and which one do I want to stay married to for the rest of my life? I suppose the gender-swapped version of Barack Obama would be the one that I would have my wild night of passion with. They're essentially the same person. The only difference is genitalia. And so therefore, if the bed portion is just about having fun, let's go for the female version. And then if we're staying married to forever, who doesn't want to be married to Barack Obama? That'd be pretty cool, right? All right. I'm good with that one. Okay. It's not as easy to pick up dice and then throw them in the top of the tower as it is to just slam the top of R2, right? Oh, man. 13. 13 is... Oh, it's Kyle again. Hey, Kyle. Kyle says, oh, it's a Rogomatic. Roger Corman is largely considered the king of schlock cinema. You know his work. He produced Death Race 2000. Awesome. Go look at IMDb and tell me your three favorite Roger Corman movies, and then I'll tell you mine. All right, I can do that. Let's go. Roger Corman, IMDb. I don't know that I've seen three Roger Corman movies, but let's find out. Like, all I know of him is Death Race 2000 and some really trashy Fantastic Four version, like way back. I can't remember. Anyway, there's Roger Corman, and his filmography as a producer, don't care. Man, that man has made a lot of movies. All right, as a producer, doesn't count. As a director, 56 movies. That's the ones we're looking for. So, 56, we have Frankenstein Unbound, Battle Beyond the Stars, Death Sport, Von Richthofen Braun, Gas, Bloody Mama, Desaad, Target Harry, The Wild Racers, The Trip, A Time for Killing, St. Valentine's Day Massacre. I am not familiar with any of these. Oh, did he not? Oh, look, if he didn't direct... Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, if he didn't direct Death Race, then I guess everything's up for grabs. He just made a bunch of movies. All right, well, let's go back up to the top then, and let's just start over. I'm going to pause it for this part then. Okay, that took way too long. You suck, Kyle. All right, having looked through all of them, let's note that his career ended as it began. I mean, the list of titles from it's all, you know, Lady Frankenstein and Galaxy of Terror and all of these names, you know, right up through the later ones where it's Sharktopus and Piranaconda. And I mean, this man was consistent. Now, the problem is I've only seen two of his movies, Death Race 2000, and Little Shop of Horrors, the original. He had nothing to do apparently with the later one, but I have seen the earlier one. Not as good. I like the musical version. I like the, all right. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So those are my, but it did have Jack Nicholson in it as the dentist. So there you go. Those are the only two I've seen, unless you count Silence of the Lambs, in which he played the FBI director. So he had like a minor part in Silence of the Lambs. And thus, that would be my favorite Roger Corman movie, followed by Death Race 2000 with Sylvester Stallone, and then finally bringing up the rear is the very gross older Little Shop of Horrors. But you know, it had to come from somewhere, right? Although, did you know that he was responsible for producing the 1954 version of The Fast and the Furious? Does it have anything to do with? I mean, like, is the modern Fast and the Furious in any way connected to that? I have no idea. But I just find that really, really weird to see that I'm sitting here looking through his list and all of a sudden there's The Fast and the Furious. So, hold on. The Fast and the Furious, 1954. Nope. A trucker framed for murder breaks out of jail, takes a young woman hostage, and enters her sports car in a cross-border road race, hoping to get to Mexico before the police catch him. Okay. It's a little different, but still, it is The Fast and Furious, starring John Ireland and Dorothy Malone. All right. Anyway, Kyle had more. Let's see. Then I'll tell you mine. Go ahead, I'll wait. Go on now. Have you done that? Okay, joke's on you. I've only seen the Death Race movies. So I'll say, number one, Death Race 2008. Number two, Death Race 2000. And number three, Death Race 2. I have only seen Death Race 2000. I have not watched any of the other Death Race movies. So there you go. Joke's on me. 15. Oh, hey, look at this. It's right here. I don't even have to scroll at all. 15 is from Kyle. Kyle says, go to this random name generator site and click the Generate Life Story box and submit. Now read us your fictional person and tell us several amazing things that have happened to them in their life. Well, let's try it. Here we go. Random name or random life story generator. Copy, paste. This better be exciting, Kyle. Yeah, got it. Random. All right. And so, okay, first name, middle name, sure. Which gender, don't care. Generate life story. And submit. Well, where's the submit button? Am I just missing it? Oh, there's the generate a name button. That's the one I want. All right, come on. Aha! My name is Kyron Alexandra, male. Oh, a child from Great Britain. What? Okay, oh, in fact, from Belfast in Northern Ireland in the UK. Age 5. Oh, age 5. Darn it. Died. Let's see. Died in the year 2086, February 17th. Future Outlook. Okay, there we go. It says age 5 right now. So born in 2014. There we go. 5 years old now. Future Outlook. Died at the age of 71 of heart disease. God, I thought it was died at 5 years old. That would have been terrible. All right, what are my instructions here? And tell us several amazing things that happened to them in their life. Oh, all right, well, that's easy enough. See, here's the thing, is that Kieran, actually, incredibly smart kid. All right, even at the age of 5, I mean, he was already reading before he even started preschool. All right, so Kieran, super smart. He actually graduated from high school early and then went off to college, and he wound up getting an engineering degree at the age of 21, which I know it seems I said he graduated high school early, which he did, but then he took some extra years with his college education because he kept switching back and forth because he just couldn't decide on stuff. But anyway, he wound up actually getting to work at CERN in Switzerland, and his name went on some very heady papers having to do with particle physics, but ultimately he had kind of a breakdown. So we're talking about this would be 2038-ish. I mean, he's only 24 at this point, and he has kind of a breakdown. And so it turns out that that was when he retreated from the academic life, scientific community, and actually turned to his art. And it turns out that he is a very gifted sculptor. He's gifted in all sorts of art, but specifically his sculptures, very abstract sculptures, that demonstrate various physics and mathematical principles. He actually went on to achieve quite a lot of fame in that area. Never married, surprisingly. There were lots of speculations about his sexuality and this kind of thing, but he was a very private person. And in fact, for all we know, he never really had any partners. That's the most that I know about him. Again, very withdrawn. That's the best I can do. 17. All right, look, this dice tower is giving me a lot of teens here. But again, it's all random. Oh, 17 is... There we are. 17 is from Jacob. Hey, Jacob. And Jacob says, would you rather be a millionaire but only see your family a week and a half every month, or would you rather be world famous for drinking 2 gallons of whole milk in under an hour? I mean, like whole milk. You'd be a medical marvel. You might even get on Ellen. 2 gallons, dude. You have got to let this go. I would love to be a millionaire, but I can't deal with only seeing my family a week and a half out of every month. So therefore, I'm going to have to do the milk thing. As much as that disgusts me, I'll even go on Ellen. All right. I'll go on Ellen. Are you happy now? 74. Come on. There we go. 74 is from Ronster. Hey, Ron. So good to hear from you. He says, Podomatic entry, Gregorian date, 02-12-2020. Great. 0.1654. Do you think Aiden has what it takes to take his... Geez, Netflix has a lot of cheesy horror movies. From being a segment to being a standalone 10 to 15 minute podcast? Do you think he'd want to? Oh, man, I wish he was here to answer that question. But, you know, I'll make him listen to this one. He normally doesn't listen to anything that doesn't have his own voice in it. But I'll see if I can get him to listen to this one. Because I think he could do it. I think he would be really good at doing his own podcast. It's like, he's not going to wait around for me to die so he can inherit this podcast. Well, he might. But, I mean, come on, dude. It's going to be a while. So, yeah, I think, geez, Netflix has a lot of crappy horror movies. As a standalone cast would be really cool. And I would love to see Aiden do that. Or whatever he wants to do. He says he has ideas, and he says he's actually looking at starting up a new podcast. Although right now, I think he had plans to start the podcast with somebody else, and this social isolation thing has made it tough for them to get together. I mean, I know you can record in different locations and put it together, but I think they'd rather do it together at this point. And so he's been putting things off. So anyway, but yes, I do think he has what it takes, although I don't know if that's the idea he's pursuing. He won't give me any details on it. And I don't know if he's actually even going to follow through if that's what he really wants to do, or if this is just something they're just playing around with to see how things go. Who knows? 76. And 76 is Pat. Hey, Pat. All right. Pat says, "What you talking about, Willis?" Oh, man. I'm talking about whatever you guys come up with for me. So, you know, at this exact moment, I'm talking about your question. Do I need to explain what you're talking about, Willis? Do I? I don't think I need to do that. It's a very, very old reference, but I think it's been memed enough that people know. All right, let's do a couple more. 26. 26 is from, there we go. 26 is, oh, it's from Eliahad. It's Dave. And it is another bedwetter behead. Oh. Asmar, Tiefling, Dragonkin. Okay. Oh, man. Tough one because my instinct is, you kill the Dragonkin, you have your Wild Night of Passion with the Tiefling, and then you marry the Asmar. That seems to be the right way to go, right? And then I thought, oh, man, being married to an Asmar forever, that lawful good, that seems so boring. But then I realized, no, it's not. No, it's not. Just because you're lawful good doesn't mean you have a stick up your butt or anything. I mean, clearly you can be lawful good and still be a lot of fun and still be an awesome person. And I know lots of lawful good people. Well, not lots, but I know some lawful good people who are pretty awesome. I myself lean towards lawful good in real life, if you want to put, you know, names on anything. So, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to behead the Dragonkin, bed the Tiefling, wed the Asmar. That makes perfect sense to me. For those of you who are not in the know, these are all fantasy races from D&D, Pathfinder, that sort of thing. And races is not even the proper word for it anymore, but that's how they refer to it, or how they traditionally have referred to it. And Dragonkin would be people who have the blood of dragons running through their veins. Asmar would be people who have the blood of celestials or angels in them, and then Tieflings would be the ones who have demonic or fiendish blood. So there you go. Last one, if it's good. 29. 29 is from Lisa. All right, we can end on Lisa. Lisa says, "What is the most traumatic fictional character death for you?" Oh, I don't even have to think about this one. All right, if you haven't read Game of Thrones yet, then tough luck. This is a big spoiler. And besides, it's the first chapter. All right, my most traumatic fictional character death. No, he didn't die, though. Oh, man, I thought he died. That doesn't count then. God, because it was super traumatic. When Bran falls from the tower at the beginning, I mean, like we go through this whole thing and we, within the space of a chapter, we come to love this character, this little kid, and he's all active and curious, and he's a scamp and he's getting in trouble. And then he pokes his head in the window and he spots the twins having sex with each other, the incestuous, relationship going on, and thus is then pushed from the window so that he can't tell anybody about it. And then you think he dies, which he winds up not dying. But that was traumatic to me. The idea that he tricked us into loving this character and then shoved him out a window to his death. That was terrifying. But he didn't actually die, so it doesn't actually count, does it? Okay, let me try another one. So for someone, alright, no, I know. Old Yeller. Old Yeller was the first time I ever cried in a movie, was Old Yeller. And, I did not see that coming. Even realizing that the dog was sick and realizing that as an adult, you're watching it going, well, yeah, he's got rabies. You got to put him down. That's just what happens. You don't get better from rabies. And yet when he actually had to shoot his own dog, oh man, I'm going to cry just talking about it. This is ridiculous. So, that would be the most traumatic, fictional character death for me, because Old Yeller was, I can't remember how old I was, but it was rough. I mean, I was still a kid. I was elementary school, probably. And it was the first time that I had a movie affect me like that. And it was hard. So there you go. That is the end of the Podomatic. We're going to turn it over to GLaDOS, and she's going to give us a recap of this week's episode so far.
Oppenheimer!
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerd Prey Radio!
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
This podcast is copyright 2020 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is Death Metal Disco by Ian Kronk. I didn't use any bumper music this week, but if I had, look, all the music I use is available on a variety of music services out there. You should check them out, buy them, listen to them, enjoy them. I wouldn't put them in my podcast if I didn't love them. If you want to help out Nerd Pride, subscribe to this podcast or in whatever podcast, in whatever podcatcher you use. Yeah, I said that right. And write me a nice review or a crappy one, as long as it's got 5 stars, because the stars are what makes a difference to the algorithm. And if you want to do something super nice for this podcast, recommend it to your friends. If you're enjoying it, honestly, why wouldn't you go spread the word and let other people enjoy it as well? Are you just some selfish hipster? No, that's not you. Obviously not. You are kind and generous, and you want other people to be as happy as you are. So, let them know. Word of mouth is my bread and butter, people. Remember, I am always looking for you listeners to do my work for me, so don't forget to send me questions and topics for my Podomatic. Let me know if you want to be included in Listener Betrayal, and if you have a really interesting nerd fact about an upcoming episode number, send it to me and save me all of that grueling research. No matter what Aiden says, it is harder than you think. All right? At least it is for me. My contact information, mike@nerdprideradio.com, @nerdprideradio on some social medias that I never bothered to check. But to be completely honest, the very best way to talk to me is to sign up for my forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds. Sign up there, send me a message, we will hang out together. We will become best friends in the world. It's happened before. We'll have fun. And now it's time for Listener Betrayal. Before I start recording every podcast, I send out stuff to the people on my Nerd Pride Gallium Club member list, and anything they send me, I will read off at the end of the podcast, which is what I'm doing right now. Sorry I stumbled on that. I was also thinking of Aiden's Platinum member list, but Aiden's not here to do that. So, let's start off with my first response came from Jacob. And I said, "Hey, Nerd Pride Radio Gallium member. Thanks for being our biggest fan. You're awesome. This episode's question, what is your superhero name and how did you get your powers? Also, as usual, talk about whatever and I'll read it out on the cast." So Jacob's response is, "My hero name is Never Again. It's been since the incident." Oh, wow. Did you go for a random superhero generator on that one? Nice. Let's see. Aha. This one's from Noah. Noah says his superhero name is Sneeze Man. And he got his powers because he was obviously bitten by a radioactive nose. All right. I'll go with that, Noah. Nobody. Aha. Here we go. Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth says, "Dude, I don't need powers or a secret identity. I'm a goddamn superhero all on my own." Okay. Wait. Sorry. I'll play. It's Mother Beth. "My power is the obsessive need to take care of everyone, and I was born with this curse. Hope quarantine isn't sucking for you guys. I mean, I still go to work alone with the roaches, so, and they think that since I'm the only person there that I need them to come out and keep me company." Nice. She works in a science lab, so hopefully the roaches are part of the research, I'm hoping. All right. So anyway, thank you, Sarah Beth. And... oh, this one's from Dave. Dave says, "I am the code." How do you pronounce that? I've looked at this name for over a decade. It's I've always said Codicer. It's because it's the one who creates and maintains the codex. So he's the Codicer. But it could be Codicer. Could be. But the Codicer. All right. "Always had my powers for as long as I can remember. Probably was infected by a virus way back on Dump Shock. I have the power to be able to look up anything, no matter how obscure. I kept, or rather, I keep, the lore of the entire universe. I was, am, the caretaker at the center of the Matrix. My node was, is, an ancient library." Nice! Very detailed, I appreciate that. And then Dave says, how you doing? Oh, yeah, hey. This little segment we like to call, "How's it going? You guys doing all right?" Yeah, you know what? Hey, we're getting by. I've already talked about a little bit of this, but, you know, quarantine sucks. And it's not even quarantine right now. We're just social distancing here in Nebraska. And they just changed, like, yesterday, from limiting us to gatherings of no more than 10 people to limiting us to no gatherings at all. So even as of yesterday morning, you could go to several of the restaurants in town and they still had their dining rooms open, but they only allowed in 10 customers at a time. So you allow in 10 customers, but you still have like 7 or 8 staff working. That's still a gathering of, you know, almost 20 people. It's weird. But okay, so that was going on yesterday, and now today, none of that. So now you can still go in for carry out or drive through, and that is it. Although Walmart still as packed as ever. Like, there's no somehow, well, big, I guess it's because you're going out and getting groceries and necessities. They can't really stop people from doing that, or at least not reasonably at this point. But man, it means there's a lot of mixing going on at Walmart. And Walmart is also shut down overnight, so, you know, it's not even like you can go when it's not busy. Weird. All right. Other than that, you know, getting along. It's still gotta go to work, because, again, taking care of the computers for state government is considered essential. Because, you know, it's Health and Human Services. It's the Department of Labor. So I'm taking care of the machines that are running unemployment insurance in this state. You know, you can't shut that off right now. You can't cut off government. So if something needs to be fixed, somebody's got to go out and put hands on it. And right now, well, that's mostly me. I mean, like, did I tell you last time? You know, we have a team of 5 to cover our area. 5, right? All right, and I told you, I think I told you this last time. Out of our team of five, one of them quit. One of them had a heart attack and a quadruple bypass, so she's still out for a few more weeks. And then Yancey, of course, got influenza A, so it's just me and Chuck. It's just the two of us. And so, again, somebody's got to go fix those computers. So that's what we're doing. And then my wife, in the meantime, also, as a teacher, man, again, you would think school is out, this is supposed to get easier, but they're going to online learning, and as the resource teacher doing special ed, she's got all sorts of additional requirements in order to meet federal and state guidelines for providing resource to students with special needs, and it is not easy, and it's not fun. In fact, every teacher I know, and I know several, every teacher I know has just been having a terrible time because, like, they canceled school, and then there's 10 days to get your shit in a row and notify parents of what's going on, especially with IEPs. But even for the regular ed teachers, I mean, what are they going to be doing to provide services, or are they going to provide services? And you got 10 days to get all this sorted out. And it wasn't until day 7 of 10 that they finally issued some actual guidelines so people could start making decisions. So, you know, everyone had 3 days, a long weekend to set up everything they were going to do. Crazy talk. It's just been busy and hectic. But, you know, we get through, and the kids are having fun. Kids like homeschooling. They enjoy being at home. They have a list of chores and academic activities and other stuff that they do. Some of them they do while me and Lisa are at work. Some of them they do together with us as a family when we get home. And they're really liking it. They're both very happy. So, and they've been getting things done and taking care of shit for us and not complaining. So, all right, you know, good for them. The animals like having somebody home all day. So, you know, overall, not doing too bad. All right. Let's see. Next up is, hold on, I gotta get back to my peoples. And that was Dave. So next is, Walrus. Walrus is the Wallinator. Wallinator, except there's an extra apostrophe in there. Wallinator. Wallinator. I'm just going to go with Wallinator. God, that's terrible. Wallinator. Got it. I got them by eating her, just like the name says. Boo. But stomachache survival isn't much of a power. Mrs. Walrus says she's the double G multitasker. Big boobs and mother powers, and it takes a lifetime, and a shorter lifetime, to get them. We hear you lot south of the border are having a fractious time with the plague. Not planning on bringing more of it north, I hope. Well, look, if you guys will just open your border, we will come on up and talk with you about it. How's that? Yeah, we're not handling ourselves well. Canada seems to be doing much better, so, hey, my hat's off to you. We decided that we would, we didn't want to dive right into anything hasty or rash. Kind of better to sit back, you know, like with a new Windows version. You don't want to jump in right away when it might still be all buggy and crash your system, right? So you sit back a little bit and you wait till other people adopt it first, see how they get along with it. Maybe wait for Microsoft to issue a couple of patches first, and then you go ahead and load it on your machine. Because, you know, the first version is always going to suck anyway, right? So that's what we're doing. We sit back for a couple of months. We see how everyone else handles it, figure out what works and what doesn't. And then we just kind of throw our hands in the air and scream. I don't know. We got nothing, man. I am not thrilled with the way this is going. And I chuckle to myself because it's painful and it's not funny at all. It's really gross. So, but I'm glad you guys are doing good. Look, I'm jealous. Next up is, there it is. It's Kyle. All right, sweet. I don't know where this is going, but it's a lot of it. My superhero name is Barry Smithson. I have the power to be so boring and nondescript that no one notices me as long as I talk about my esoteric hobbies. I got my powers because my parents were killed by two actuaries, and I promised to infiltrate their kind by mimicking them and murdering them when they least suspected it, but I never got around to my revenge because I discovered Sudoku, and it kind of took over my life. Have you tried Sudoku? It's just delightful. The secret is not just figuring out the numbers that have been used, but also the numbers that must be used. A lot of people think Sudoku is just a time waster, but it's actually a life trainer. I mean, numbers are important, right? Like how they said you'd never have to use algebra after high school, but did they ever think about how I wouldn't need to be forced to use it? Maybe I like numbers. I like their patterns. Algebra's cool. Numbers are cool. Sudoku is cool. No, without looking back up, what was my superhero name again? Barry something, right? Barry. Started with an S. All right. Yeah, see? Superpowers. All right. Good job, man. Way to play that sucker out. I'm impressed. Next one is from Kaz. Kaz says, ha! Kaz Monster really was my first superhero character. He got his powers in a freak electrical accident as he was moving in for his sophomore year of college. Ah, that's great. I did not know where Kaz Monster came from. I always just knew he was a giant Muppet. So, that's awesome. And then the last one comes from my wife. And Lisa, oh my god, all right, there's a lot here too. All caps. My name is Captain Indecisive. Several exclamation points. Not sure how I got my name. It could have been from several different sources. And this is all, by the way, in post after post after post. Each line is its own post. Could have been from several different sources. I think it was when I was bitten by an indecisive insect. It was called a dust mite. Well, okay, maybe not. I mean, wait, I meant mite, not might. All right, so she says, I meant might, M-I-G-H-T, not might, M-I-T-E. No, you spelled it right. Oh, no, never mind. I get it. Might, indecisive, might not. All right, I'm with you. Or maybe it was when that platypus bit me. He can't make up his mind either. I don't know. You know what? I'm just going to have to sleep on it. Nice. That was a good way to end it. I appreciate my wife. That's why I married her. That clever sense of humor right there. Other things too, obviously. But, God, she's funny. All right. Anyway, enough about how much I love my wife. You guys have been awesome. I love you guys just as well. You are awesome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Thank you for sharing your superhero names with me. And I hope all of you are staying safe. I think about you. I worry about you. So, you know, let's all take care of each other so we can keep being there for each other, right? Right. All right. Say goodnight, R2. All right. Love you guys. See you later.